In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Oh, it is indeed time to talk movies. Pass the Popcorn, brought to you by Bangor Mall Cinema 10 at 557 Stillwater Avenue, where they have film for everybody in the family. Alan Adams of The Main Edge is with us. Good day, Mr. Adams.
Good day to you, sir. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Labor Day weekend, a little extra time off today.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, it was lovely up until today.
Yeah, what a nice weekend.
You know what I mean? Goodness. So it's like 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
We'll take that, sure. And looks like it's going to be pretty good late in the week as well, which will be fine. I'll take another beautiful September weekend.
Well, sure. It was a nice weekend. Got out of town for a minute, did some stuff, hung out with the wife, the in-laws, the dog, et cetera, et cetera. It was nice.
That sounds very good right there.
Yeah, could be worse, right?
Yeah, what else going on?
Not too much, you know, doing the thing. I will mention, we'll talk about it on Wednesday, but my interview with Steve Martin and Martin Short will be the cover story for this
very
coming week.
Very nice.
So we'll talk about that at length, but I was revisiting that today when I was doing some work, and you know what? Those guys, pretty funny.
Yeah, pretty good fun. For you. We couldn't get them. We tried. I got shut out on that front. Nicely done, sir. I'm jealous.
Yeah, well, I feel like I kind of took the back door a little bit, and I don't mean that euphemistically, it was great. They were great. People will be able to read all about it in this week's edition of The Main Edge.
Also, get your thoughts. It looks like good news. What is good news? Alex Trebek has completed chemotherapy and back shooting new seasons.
Back in the saddle, man. Like, it's remarkable because, you know, you hear stuff like, you hear pancreatic cancer, and it's like, oh, okay, so that's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's generally how it goes. I think you don't mean to be morbid, but, like, that's generally the... And for him to not only bounce back, but to bounce back so quickly, like I think that's the staggering thing, because, you know, he's not a spring chicken. And for him to sort of respond so well to treatment, to the point where, and again, like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that his work day is particularly taxing, because I don't think it is. But again, when you're up there in years, like, and you've got, you know, cancer, any effort is going to be a difficult one. And for him to be willing and able to just sort of step back into the flow of things, it's really remarkable. And, you know, I wish him well.
Absolutely. All right, just one movie out this weekend. Let's hear about it.
So the thing about, and we talk about this a little bit, the thing about the summer when it comes to movies is, you know, the blockbusters happen, and then you reach, you know, mid-August, the well runs a little bit dry. And so a lot of the movies that you get are cast-offs, you know, the sorts of movies. It's like, okay, we're going to, like, this movie clearly didn't come together the way they wanted it to, so we're going to stick it either in late August or, like, mid-January. Like, those are the two places that movies tend to go when they don't necessarily succeed to the level that the studios want them to. But what it also does, this sort of stretch in the calendar, it allows for the opportunity for movies that might not necessarily make it into a wider release to sort of get that opportunity. And that's the movie that we're talking about today, because I had the opportunity to see The Peanut Butter Falcon. It's an independent film. Stars Shia LaBeouf and Dakota Johnson. And a young man by the name of Zach Galligas, and he you may have seen trailers on television, the big sort of thing, you know, you don't want to make it a big deal, but the situation is young Mr. Galligas has Down syndrome, he's the star of this movie, and you see something like that, and your guard goes up a little bit just because you worry about things being maybe a little too maybe exploitative or overly precious, or, you know, those sorts of things. Like, it opens up a lot of opportunity for things to go awry. Happily, that's largely not the case with this movie. The basic gist is Zach, playing a young man named Zach, is living in an assisted care facility in North Carolina. And it's an elder care facility because he's a ward of the state, but there's nowhere else for him to go. And so he's living basically in an old age home. He's in his early 20s. Like, he's a kid, but he's living surrounded by all of these elderly folks. His primary caseworker is a woman named Eleanor, played by Dakota Johnson. And she's trying to do her best to, help him, live a relatively normal life in these abnormal circumstances. Zach's biggest goal, his aim, his dream, is to become a professional wrestler. Like, that's what he wants to do. He has this VHS tape of a local legend called the Saltwater Redneck. And he's the professional wrestler. He watches this tape over and over again. The Saltwater Redneck, played, by the way, by Thomas Hayden Church.
Oh, man.
Which is fantastic.
Inspired.
has a wrestling school. Like, he runs a wrestling school in a small town. About 100 miles away from this care facility. And so Zach is constantly trying to figure out ways to get to the wrestling school. And, he convinces one of the residents, he trades her his pudding for her to fake a choking attack so he can make a run for it. But he gets caught. His big move comes when he enlists his roommate, Carl, played by Bruce Dern.
Oh, jeez.
A former engineer to help him, mastermind a breakout plan. And so he does. He gets out and makes a run for it and runs into town and is sort of at a loss because, he hasn't really been on his own. He doesn't have any money. So he makes his way down to the docks and winds up hiding in a boat when he hears a commotion. Said commotion involves a gentleman by the name of Tyler, played by Shia LaBeouf, who has made enemies of some of the local fishermen because he's stealing their crab pots. And so they want very much to make him pay for his theft. Shia LaBeouf being Tyler being a guy who's not necessarily all that interested in making friends, instead sets all their equipment on fire and runs for it into the Outer Banks, in his boat. That's when he discovers there's a stowaway. And so he encounters Zach, and after some initial sort of conflict, he decides that he's going to help this kid make his way. He's going to help him get to the wrestling school. Like, that's the plan. And so what we get is sort of a Huck Finn kind of situation. Like, they wind up building a raft and floating down the river. Eleanor is out looking for Zach, at the risk of spoiling, she does find Tyler and Zach together, but rather than taking him away, decides to join them on their journey, making their way to the wrestling school. I'm not going to give any more away, but it's a really sweet and heartfelt kind of story. It's fascinating because apparently the filmmakers, they're the co-writers, co-directors, their names escape me right now, but they encountered Zach, the actor, at a camp in California for disabled actors. They met him and realized that, this kid's something special. We want to make a movie with him. Hmm. And so it took 7 or 8 years for them to, get the funding. I think they filmed a proof of concept video and then got the funding to make the movie, made the movie, released the movie, and let it go out to the masses. I was honestly genuinely surprised to see it at our local cinema. Not because they don't make an effort to sort of get off the beaten path kinds of films, but it's the summertime, right. It's like there's still a lot of big explodey type movies out there for to fill the screens, and so for them to to take the chance on programming something like this was really pretty great. Look, it's a flawed movie. A lot of the timeline doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense. There are a lot of questionable decisions being made by people who should probably know better. But that being said, the performances are actually really strong. The kid Zach is clearly he's a gifted actor, and really imbues the character with a lot of genuine sort of feeling and heart. Dakota Johnson she's kind of a shoulder shrug for me. She's fine. Like she's bad, but it's just one of those things where it's like, if your parents weren't Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson, I don't know how much work you'd be getting. Like it's that kind
of
thing.
She has all the range of Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart now blows her out of the water.
Really?
As far as I'm concerned. Yeah. But the real surprise, and it's not even a surprise anymore. Like Shia LaBeouf's been kind of a punchline for a while. But the reality is, like, he's always been talented. Yeah. Like, that's the thing. He's always been talented. He's just made a lot of really bad decisions in his personal life and professional choices that warrant some questioning as well. But he's just, he's really struggled to deal with the fallout from being a child star, I think. And he's done so in a very public way because he stayed in the business. Which, by the way, just as an aside, he's got another movie coming out later this fall called Honey Boy that is getting like legit buzz for like awards season from a script that he himself wrote based on his life, and he plays his own dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, and there's one gets the impression that there are some hard feelings there. So, the early rumblings I've heard is that it's a phenomenal movie. But yeah, anyway. So, and then you've got like a movie like this, like Thomas Hayden Church is in this, and granted he's only in a couple of scenes, but he's in it, and Bruce Dern is here, which is great. So you have these wonderful character actors on one side, and then on the other side, you have actual like pro wrestling figures who turn up in smaller parts. Mick Foley is in this movie. Jake the Snake Roberts is in this movie. And you just have this, this wonderful sort of confluence of all these, of these people just pulled from various like realms of entertainment. One of the supporting characters is played by a rapper. I've never heard of him, but he's apparently a hip hop guy. So it's just like they plucked all these people from these various and sort of brought them together in a sort of melange that shouldn't work, but mostly does. And I think a lot of that comes from the strength of the primary performances, but also the genuine good feeling I think that's gone into the idea of making this movie. Again, there are some things that don't necessarily click all the time. There's a veer into magical realism at one point that kind of comes out of left field that I actually liked, but I would have, a couple more supporting examples would have probably made it feel a little bit more consistent and not such a big surprise. But yeah, it's a movie. I'm glad this movie exists. It's not going to win any awards. It's not going to make any sort of huge box office. But it made one young man's dream come true. And, there are worse reasons to make a movie.
Darn
you know
right.
what I mean?
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Al.
Hey, my pleasure.